RNZ Pacific News, Halakata Wantok, Miko Roy Hawkins. A joint force of Indonesian military and police are claiming to have shot dead a member of the West Papua National Liberation Army in central Papua province on Wednesday last week. Jubi TV Papua reports the joint force were conducting aerial surveillance after a motorcycle taxi driver was shot dead by someone who police claim was a TPNB soldier disguised as a passenger in Puncak's Ilanga on the same day. A Papua Police spokesperson, Senior Commander Ignatius Beni Adi Prabowo, told Jubi TV the aerial surveillance team spotted a group of people carrying firearms who they suspected were TPNPB, and a firefight ensued. According to the commander, the body of a suspected Liberation Army member was only found when the security forces swept the location of the firefight. But a spokesperson for the West Papua Liberation Army, Sebi Sambom, has denied any involvement in the incident and says Indonesian military and police forces have killed an innocent civilian. The grounding of Asia Pacific Airlines, leaving the Marshall Islands with no air cargo service, is entering its ninth week. The move has bottlenecked mail and urgently needed medicines and hospital supplies and shut down the multi-million dollar exports of fresh tuna. Health Secretary Jack Nienthal said at the weekend the main hospital was 10 days from running out of HIV treatment medications and other essential drugs. He says numerous orders are stuck in Guam or Honolulu waiting for air delivery service to Majuro. Aviation Task Force member Jerry Kramer says Nauru Airlines and United Airlines officials initiated preliminary discussions late last week about possible mail and cargo options in the short term to alleviate the current cargo roadblock. The island of Tana in the south of Vanuatu is in need of specialised equipment to restore power after the passage of the two devastating tropical cyclones Judy and Kevin. A month after the cyclones, 80% of electricity has been restored, but Vanuatu's Department of Energy Director, Anthony Ngarai, says he needs more material and staff to finish another 2 weeks' worth of work.
Additional personnel, specialised equipment, spare cables and so forth, so that they can assist us in pre-planting poles, low-voltage bulbs, high-voltage bulbs, and also new cables, low-voltage and high-voltage cables.
The Mona Lisa Hotel near Samoa's International Airport has changed ownership and will be renamed the Trinity Hotel after operating as a family business for 15 years. Samoan Independent Seventh-day Adventist Church are the new owners. It's not known what they paid for the hotel, but an RNZ Pacific correspondent says it's not close to the asking price of 14 million tala. The hotel was owned by the family of former politician Tia Lavea Tionisio Hunt and was managed by his wife Elizabeth Hunt and their two daughters Moana and Lisa Hunt. Attempts to seek comments from heads of the church as well as the first owners of the hotel were unsuccessful. The Northern Marianas is saying goodbye to its only bookstore after bestseller Saipan announced that it will close on the 17th of April. It will end nearly three decades of selling books. Vice President for Operations, May Camacho, says a combination of factors led to the decision to shutter the business, but the main culprit was the COVID-19 pandemic. She says the store has weathered many ups and downs over the last 29 years serving the Saipan community, but the last 3 years have been especially challenging. Local historian Don Farrell says the closure will affect local authors like him, but will also impact the entire island community. The Polynesian Voyaging Society is planning to set sail for a 47-month circumnavigation of the Pacific in its traditional vessel, Hokulea. The society was established in the 1970s in a bid to revive traditional voyaging practices. The canoe will depart from Alaska in June, heading to visit 36 countries. Society President Nainoa Thompson says the vessel has many homes.
Many times, people ask, well, where's the home of Hokulea? It has many homes in many ports in the Pacific. It has a birthplace of Kualoa and Sacred Beach. The home for Hokulea is where it's cared for, so it can let go of the lines.
The voyage aims to encourage people to take part in navigating the Earth towards a healthy, thriving future. Researchers say Aotearoa needs a national risk assessment authority to better prepare the country for future disasters. Auckland University's Koitū Centre for Informed Futures says there are dangerous gaps in New Zealand's risk management. It's called for greater political transparency in the wake of Cyclone Gabrielle. Co-director Anne Bardsley says politicians need to work collaboratively and think further ahead.
We need to be thinking long term and also in a more joined up way about these things that we can see coming down the line and how quickly we sort of forget. We get into this response mode about disasters, but we don't look very far forward in the planning for what's coming next.
And Bardsley says the cyclical nature of how politicians deal with issues needs to change. An elderly Auckland couple is facing months of living in a storm-damaged house with parts of a tree coming through a wall. They've been told by the Earthquake Commission that it may be the end of the year before they can get a cost estimate for repairs. Auckland Council also won't give permission to remove the tree because of the risk from a slip. 76-year-old Rob Gaston, who's almost blind, wants a solution before the cold weather sets in.
Can you imagine going through winter with it like this? And all the water getting into the spare bedroom all winter and living with rats all winter.
The couple don't want to exhaust their insurance payout for accommodation assistance, fearing they will desperately need it during the coldest months. In world news, Ukrainian security officials have accused Russia of making Belarus a nuclear hostage after the Russian president Vladimir Putin said he would station nuclear weapons there. The secretary of Ukraine's National Defense Council, Oleksiy Danilov, and the exiled Belarusian opposition leader have both voiced strong criticism of Moscow's deployment. The BBC's Sasha Schlichter reports.
Oleksiy Danilov was blunt. The deployment will make Belarus a nuclear hostage, destabilize it and deprive it of its sovereignty. Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, the presumed winner of the 2020 presidential election, in a statement from exile, called the move unacceptable, saying it would make Belarus a potential target for retaliatory strikes. It's the first time Moscow will have stationed such arms outside its territory in three decades. When the Soviet Union collapsed, Russia dismantled most of its tactical nuclear warheads, but its current stock is still 10 times bigger than that of Washington.
In sport, double Olympic gold medalist sevens player Jerry Tuwai has been named the 2022 Fiji Sportsman of the Year. It's the second time Tuwai has received the award. Tuwai has also collected the World Rugby Sevens Player of the Decade Award in 2020, has won 2 Sevens Series titles and 2 Olympic Games gold medals. The Sportswoman Woman of the Year award went to Rusila Nangasau, who led her side to their historical Olympic bronze medal at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics and silver at the 2022 Commonwealth Games. The Fijian Androa narrowly defeated the women's Brumbies 12-7 to kick off their Super W title defence in Nandi on Saturday afternoon. Captain Bitila Tawake told FBC Sports the Brumbies gave them a good run for their money, but they got 2 tries in and the girls kept it together. Brumbies skipper Siokopesi Palu says they will build from their performance. That's news and sports from RNZ Pacific. There's more on our website, rnzi.com.